I'm here with head coach John Regalia, SI class of 1993. He's in his 22nd year of coaching high school football and his 7th season as head coach of the Wildcats. So coach, after the sudden end of the 2016 campaign, what are your expectations and goals for 2017?
Yeah, so, you know, obviously we had our goals you know, what we want to accomplish each season doesn't really change. Obviously, how each season goes is going to be different from the next. How things finished last year were disappointing, but, you know, we took a lot of ownership in that and where we finished and putting ourselves in a position to continue to play or not. And that's, you know, purely came down to us. So if that's motivation for our guys in the offseason, that's great. You know, I think really where our eyes and our focus have been is has just been on this season and really building our team for 2017. Our goals and expectations have not changed. Our philosophies have not changed. We feel very strongly and very confident in, you know, what our program is and who we are and what we believe in and how we go about that. So we have a great structure in place with good people. Our players and coaches have definitely embraced that, you know, just since January, you know, and really going through the different phases of the off season. And now as we roll into our game season, our you know, where we get a chance to see someone different. So really excited about that.
It happens every season, so let's talk about the new players and the turnover on your team.
Yeah, sure. You know, the unique thing with high school football is that every year it's kind of a season with that group of guys and that group of people, I should say, for that 1 year. And then you know, players graduate and coaches may change and all the rest. But here we are again, you know, so we're starting 2017 with a great group of players that really are embracing our culture, you know, and that's been evident from moment one. Our current seniors, our rising seniors this year, have done a great job of really taking the lead of that, and they have used their 4 years of experience to really instill the culture into our program and hold our players and coaches really to that. So done a great job with that. We have some rising juniors that were JV players a season ago that have brought some great energy and good football IQ and a desire to play and really play our way, you know, our SI football way, have really brought that and built that in themselves now in for their first 2 years and have brought that with them as they moved up or are moving up in our varsity level. So really proud of our junior group. And I do think that has happened with the leadership of the senior group, you know, and the mesh of these two groups has happened very quickly and in a very stable way, you know, in a very they're building those bonds of trust with each other very quickly. So
give me a short preview of the great preseason game matchups and again the quality of the WCAL schedule.
Yeah, we have a great schedule this year in 2017. You know, we open with a scrimmage down at Palma High School. And they're a very well coached program, and they have been, and they do a great job and value a lot of the same things we do. So that's a great test for us right away to get a good evaluation of where not only we are as a team, but where our players are, and it gives them a good test. So we're excited about that road trip. And then we open our regular season, our season openers down at Clovis East High School in Clovis at La Monica Stadium, and it's just such a great venue to play. And Clovis East has a new head coach, very good coach, coming from Clayton Valley Charter. And returning to Clovis East, and they're going to be very ready, and it's a very worthy opponent. So we're excited about that road trip. And then we've renewed our contract with Camp Olindo to extend our series. So we'll be facing Camp Olindo High School in the East Bay there. And then we face Marin Catholic, what's turned into now what a 20-plus year series with them. So those non-league opponents for us are state-level opponents. You know, they played not just in section championship games and league championship games, but they're playing at the state level, and we're very excited about those challenges, primarily because we know we're going to be tested, and we respect that, and we can't wait for that. Great test for us, too, entering league. You know, and I think the WCL is playing at its best as it ever has been, you know, top to bottom. You know, the league is very strong. Both Sarah and Valley Christian played in a state championship game in 2016, and St. Francis and Bellarmine played in the state championship game in 2015. So four of our league opponents in the last 2 years have played at the state level, you know, which is a great accomplishment for our league. And we take a lot of pride in that as a league. And our players and our coaches and our program are very honored to be a part of our league, and we get excited about our league games and league opponents. So that's no different this year. The league is, like I said, at its strongest, and we'll be tested every week. Every team is well coached, and they'll be ready, and we're excited about those challenges too.